rather be a happy person. I don't want to be a sad person. I don't want to be go around being sad and mad. How many know we have a whole society that's mad? They're angry. You know what that tells me? They have no gatekeeper. There's no gatekeeper. I said, there's no gatekeeper. Where's the gatekeeper? We're letting everything in our hearts. Then we want to know why we have issues. The Bible said why we have issues. Out of the heart come the issues of life. Amen. You're getting this, aren't you? Thank you, Lord, for helping us. Amen. Now this is the second of four practical guardrails for our hearts. And you may not have considered this or even thought, when I got it, I thought, that doesn't seem right. You ever had to heard something or read something and thought, how does that fit? The second guardrail for our heart is choosing to grieve. Grief is processing loss or pain with God and then releasing the pain and the hurt back to him. Say back to him. See, we all, along the way, we lose some things. Come on. You may lose a house. You may lose a marriage. You may lose a reputation. Somebody run your name down. You may lose your health. You may lose this. You may lose that. You've got to grieve that loss. Maybe you lost a loved one, a parent. God forbid, a son or a daughter. A grandson or daughter. You've got to let yourself grieve that loss. And many don't release it then back to God. The pain and the hurt. What they do is they carry it. They carry the loss and the pain. We all lose some things. Sometimes we lose some things in our marriages. I lost that loving feeling.